Paul talked about you want meat and you can't even take milk, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's all of us, right? Yeah. We want something that's ahead, mm-hmm. and we're just not mature enough for it or ready for it or in the right place that God wants us to be for it. And so, like you said, if we gave you this job at this moment, it would be more of a frustration for you,
right,
than a blessing. Part of our ongoing Unplugged set, thanks to AT&T.
I'm looking right at
you, AT&T.
Uncommon, the dark ages.
Yes. So every Sunday, I always take notes in service and kind of thing. And much of it is in preparation to, one, getting something from the sermon, but also repurposing some of these. Repurposing, stealing from my pastor to develop some things for Uncommon.
That's how you know it's the good stuff.
Yeah, right. So I told him one day, I said, unfortunately, I'm stealing some of your sermons to use for a nonprofit. He's like, where do you think I get all my stuff from?
There's one guy who just sits at his computer and he's like, everyone's taking all my ideas.
I can't find anybody to copy. All right. The title of this is, I'm in a hurry, but God's not. Mm. And so Isaiah 30:18. Therefore, the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. Mm. Waiting, that is not a fun thing. For those who are impatient. And so some of the notes that came from this, and this was from H.B. Charles, was the one, and this was from last year. So, and he just filled in for Clint this past weekend because Clint was down at the Baptist convention. Mm-hmm. So he was there again. It was fantastic. But he was talking about some of the things that could make this a lot more painful. Like if you are an unbeliever, mm. well, you're not praying about something. You just think this is all chance. Mm. I sure hope, but across everything you got, I sure hope I get that raise or, you know, this endeavor goes well. And so sometimes unbelievers experience things at a whole different level than a believer does. Mm. And so in there, it talks about God blessing his people. And, one of the things he said that what believers would be doing that unbelievers would not be, was, how long, O Lord, Israelites, TJ on a Tuesday, whatever, how long, O Lord? Mm. And the answer was, whenever you're ready. Mm. Whenever you're ready, not whenever God's ready. Mm. Sometimes we're asking God, how long is this going to take? Mm. And God's like, I've been waiting for you to get to this spot for the last 8 years. Finally, you're ready.
Yeah.
And so have you ever been something like that, that you're kind of like praying about something and you're like, I don't know if I'm waiting on God or if God's waiting on me.
Yeah, I mean, me and Heather have had this conversation in the past about children. Sure. A lot of people in our Bible study have children. We just had one of the couples have their second child. And we've talked about, Lord has not blessed us with children yet. But we've had conversations of maybe our relationship with each other and with God and with our friends and family and the church are much stronger than they were when we first got married.
Oh, sure.
Or even when we first started trying. And we're talking about, maybe that is what we need to go through to get to this point to be ready to have children. And
sure.
I often look back when Heather was going through a lot of those health problems and those mental health problems of like, if we had a children during that time frame, like drowning and then having someone hand me a child,
Right.
So it's one of those things that oftentimes we complain about, when, Lord, I just need the house. I need the new job. I want the children.
Right.
And oftentimes like, well,
you can't even take care of yourself.
Right. If I gave this thing to you, you would not get the full blessing of that thing.
Right.
Or understand that my plan for you, if you had not gone through these trials, these tribulations, or even just this waiting, because there's one of the guys in our group, he's been looking for a job for about 2 years now. And he's been looking, and he's been very open and honest about this. Is he's felt the Lord kind of pushing on him, like, you know, I need you to rely on me, not a job, not on status, not on money. And he's like, he said it's a day-to-day thing. He's like, some days I'm doing great, I'm relying on the Lord, and other days I'm like, Lord, can I just have the job already?
Right.
And so it's one of those things that sometimes the waiting aspect is the Lord trying to temper your heart of like, all right, this thing, fill in the blank, job, children, family, hobbies, whatever, has taken a place in your heart higher than me, and that's not okay.
Right, because you're seeking that, not me.
And we need to take a step back, and you need to remember to rely on me.
Mm.
Sometimes that is as simple as a little quick hip check of like, hey, that thing is taking too much time in your life, you're making excuses for it. And sure, sometimes it's like, no, I need you need to go through a little bit of a withdrawal symptom of this. It's too ingrained in you. There needs to be some hurt.
Well, Paul talked about you want meat and you can't even take milk, right? Mm-hmm. And so I mean, it's all of us, right? Yeah. We want something that's ahead,
mm-hmm,
and we're just not mature enough for it or ready for it or in the right place that God wants us to be for it. And so, like you said, if we gave you this job at this moment, it would be more of a frustration for you,
right,
than a blessing. Mm-hmm. And so, I think we all struggle with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so,
because it's easy to look back on it in the big picture, right, and be, mm-hmm, like, okay, now I understand. But when you're in the thick of it, like the Israelites, like they had no understanding of, you know, the 40 years wandering in the desert and all the steps it took.
Sure.
To get to where they were going. All they knew was, it's hot, I don't like it, I'm sick of this manna bread, you know, the pheasants gave me a stomach ache, there was fish back in Egypt, all this kind of stuff.
I can't have gluten.
I'm gluten intolerant, sir.
This manna is full of gluten.
But it's one of those things that in the moment, oftentimes, we're just so, you know, pinhole focused that we're not looking at, you know, because if you took like a little bit of time and look back on your life, I think you can see many aspects of waiting has resulted in greater benefits, greater fruitful stuff. But it's always like, you know, oh, well, that was that time. Now, and I put my time in back then. Now I want it now, that kind of thing.
I mean, I guess we're always impatient, right? Mm. And so, I mean, the Katrina years, right? It was 2+ years. Felt like 40 years, right? And so times were like, you know, can we just be done with this, you know? Mm-hmm. Back into a home that we, granted we didn't have a big home, but we had a home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anything you're going through that you don't like, I'm in a hurry, but God's not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we don't pray about, we think we can control.
Mm.
You know, that if you're not praying about it, you're like, I don't need to bring that to him. I got this.
Mm.
And so Dana always tells stories of how her grandmother used to pray for small things like, I've misplaced my keys. She'd pray about keys. And then she'd find the keys within like 5 minutes after that. And that has happened to mom too. And then mom's mom, Graham's, she was from the thought of, that's so small. Why would I pray about that to God, you know? And so sometimes we just kind of think that only the big stuff, the important stuff. Well, what's important?
Right.
Sometimes the internet being out, AT&T, is important. And then sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
You know, don't make me get used to not having it because then I won't miss it. Mm-hmm. Right. But in the case of what we don't pray about, we think we can control. And, you know, mom is a bit of a control freak, and she'll be the first one to admit that. And so, you know, all of us have a list of things that we keep for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We bring some things to the throne and some things we keep for ourselves. And that's usually where God is saying, when, O Lord, but whenever you bring the rest of that to me.
It is funny to like imagine the idea, like, you know, you walk to the throne, your arms are full of all these burdens and worries, and you take like two off the top and you put it down. You're like, all right, Lord, I'll see you next week.
These
and
are for you. I'm keeping these.
Like, just like, what, like, it's so funny because like, it's such an irrational thing, right? Like, logically, be like, wouldn't you feel so much better if you just let it all down at the altar?
Sure.
You just feel so freeing. But you're like, no, there's comfort in me thinking that I have control in this when we all know that is entirely an illusion. It's just like, no, you get this one. I'll see you next week.
I can't complain about it if I give it over to God.
What is it, the running joke of mom didn't raise a quitter, she raised a complainer. So I'm going to do it, but I'm going to complain about the whole time.
So my notes here were, God blesses his people who wait. Mm. And waiting on God is a matter of trust, not a matter of time. Mm. And the gospel will never be good news until you hear the bad news. And so I think some of that may be that, you know, you want to get from A to B. Mm-hmm. And you think it's a straight line.
Right.
Well, there's something that God needs you to do mm-hmm. before you can get to B. Mm-hmm. And we don't want that. We want A to B.
Yeah.
Straight line, pal. I ain't got no time for no A, B, and C. I got layovers? No. You know, sometimes we need to see that if we can get rid of we can experience bad news, we can then recognize good news. Mm-hmm. And so, C.S. Lewis said, you don't know what a straight stick is until you see a crooked stick mm-hmm. and compare the two.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be interesting to know where that kind of comes from, the idea of like us looking at it and be like, well, it's just A to B, because, you know, nothing around us has that kind of linear kind of thing. I mean, can see some people may look at the Bible that way a little bit, just because we're reading it that way, of like, sure. Oh, well, Israel just went from here to there.
And happened second, right. That happened third.
And we're not understanding that, like, you know, between verse 1 and 2 might have been months. People die, live, birth, right. All that kind of stuff. So it is interesting. I would love to know, like, where we get this feeling of, like, well, I just need to do the thing, and this equates to this thing. Mm. Because it definitely is not how any of this works.
No, and I think that's just our finite brain, right? Mm-hmm. We're used to linear things to understand, kind of like what we're saying about if you walked in and you had all these burdens in your hand, you took the top two off. We need those analogies for us to understand concepts, even basic things. Mm-hmm. And so we always... You know, shaking our heads at the Israelites. We are just like them.
You were standing right next to them.
Just like them. And then the last on here, on the note I have is, I ask a lot of those who follow me and very little of those who don't. Mm. And so you follow me. Look, you right now, you're in the Old Testament. I mean, there are practices. Mm. If you're in the New Testament, you're called to live a certain way, be like Christ. It could not be a harder thing to do than that. And so a lot is asked. Patience is one of those things. Mm. And everybody likes that.
Yeah.
Be new, like, oh, patience. Okay, what? What are you thinking? Like, you know, 5 minutes, 3 days, what, you know, kind of thing? AT&T. I know I'm banging on you, pal. You deserve it. How long are you going to be down? You get a text message, right? I got one just a second ago about, I'm sure the thing's down. They're going to say a number.
Yep.
It's going to be out until whatever that number is. Like right now, I'm thinking of, okay, like it's what, 2:20. I'm thinking by 6 p.m. tonight, that text is probably going to say 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a moment of how I feel about AT&T. Mm-hmm. And so, if anybody who works at AT&T sees series of stuff, they're going to say, man, that was during the dark ages, I guess. I don't know. But, we have our preconceived notion of what something should take from a patient standpoint.
Well, I mean, I flipped that on the other side of that. Say, you like, Lord was like, all right, fine, I'll tell you how long you got to be patient. for the next 3 years, you're going to have some soul-crushing loneliness where you won't have anyone around you, your family will leave you. Like, would that make us feel better?
Right.
You'd be like, can we negotiate on that a little bit, Lord? I don't want that to be 3 years. Like, I don't think us getting a timeline helps in any capacity.
Would you want to know when you're passing?
Right. Like, it's one of those things, like, you know, we want to hurry up and wait, but then you hurry up and you go and you miss all the moments in between. I mean, I think some of that comes from living in such a fast-paced culture of like, well, you just got to, there's like certain checkpoints. I'm reminded of that Adam Sandler movie, The Click, when he's like keeps fast-forwarding things and then he skips and then just like 10 years pass or whatever.
Right.
And so it's one of those things that like, you know, and we're all guilty of it, including myself, that, you know, we're almost like, it's day to day. You're not worrying about like, you know, taking in those moments of like, there's these bushes that I'm sure have been outside my neighborhood since I've lived there. And more recently, we were driving past them, and there was beautiful pink and blue flowers growing on them. And I had this moment of like, how many times have I driven past that and completely ignored it?
Yep.
Not taking a second to think about the beauty that is that bush, you know? It's just one of those, it's a thing of like, patience is not just like, oh, I woke up today, now I'm be patient.
Right.
But it definitely is a scenario of you don't want the opposite of like, well, I'm just trying to muscle my way through this and not take any moments to appreciate what Lord has blessed me with. Even if it is, hey, my health is failing or my job or, you know, my loved ones or whatever. You know, there is still beauty to be behold in some aspect of our lives.
And I'm sure the ones that didn't make it into the promised land had a reflection, had a perspective of, we were lost for 40 years. Finally, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, they never went back to go check the map because they might have just felt that they would like, so this thing should have took like, what, 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Something, whatever it was, you know, it was a very small amount of time.
I do wonder how that conversation went of like, get to the edge, and that happens, and Moses goes, all right, about face, we're going this way now, like, I would love to know how that conversation went down, because I mean, even technically, the Lord did give them a timeline of like, this entire generation needs to die now.
Correct.
I mean, I'm sure the Israelites grumbled about that.
Oh, they grumbled about a lot of that. I'm sure that was one of them. I'm sure I would be grumbled about that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let us know in the comments, you know, how do you handle patience, waiting for something? This is a human characteristic of that, you know, Lord, give me patience and give it to me now. And so this should strike a chord with everybody. And everybody deals with it a little bit differently. Pops just moved at a different pace. Slow as frozen molasses going uphill.
Mm-hmm.
And he enjoyed that. Just no really place to be. No one really expected him to do anything. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have a whole lot of responsibility. He was like,
kind of here.
Whatever. I was kind of here, you know. And then you got some people like, they got ants in their pants and they can't sit still and they need to be doing something while they're doing something. And so if you are in between those spectrums, let us know where you are with that, how you handle patience, you know, what's your go-to verse, you know, for that. How does God been working on you with your patience? I know we have some content around these type things. This one's so specific. I'm trying to think if there's anything that we have. There's definitely the wilderness years. There's one devotion for that.
There's A to B, which was another devotion.
A to B, right. Waiting for her is another one. But the waiting for your spouse, the waiting part kind of thing. And so there's tons of content available on the site, I'm sure. So if you could check out uncommon.org and check out some of the content. And I want to thank our sponsor this week, Wilson Technology Group, for their continued sponsor financially. You may not know, but 100% of everything we get goes right back into the ministry. No salaries are drawn from this. And your membership fee is a donation. You may look at that as a cost, but it's actually donating to the ministry. We just happen to give a ton of content for that membership. Yeah. So, well, Joshua, let them know.
It's going to be something. Be on count. Yeah.